Section 10A of TCJA 1992 provides that where an individual leaves the UK and becomes resident abroad, gains made in the period in which he is not resident will not be charged to CGT unless he returns to the UK and resumes residence within 5 tax years. There is an interaction between Section 10A and Section 87. Assume a UK domiciled individual leaves the UK and becomes non-resident. Gains attributed to him from an offshore trust in a year of non-residence will not be charged to UK CGT unless the individual resumes residence within 5 tax years. In this case, the attributed gains will be charged in the year he returns to the UK. There is an interaction between the transfer of assets abroad rules in Section 731 of the Income Tax Act and the capital payments to beneficiaries rules in Section 87 TCJA. The interaction will apply where a beneficiary receives a benefit from an overseas trust in a tax year and the benefit takes the form of a capital payment to which Section 87 TCJA applies and the trust has relevant income for the year. In this case, the benefit will fall to be charged both to income tax under Section 731 and to capital gains tax under Section 87. Section 731 will take priority and will tax the benefit up to the amount of the relevant income pool. If the capital payment exceeds the relevant income pool, the excess benefit will be charged to CGT under Section 87. For future years, any excess benefits for income tax are reduced by the matched Section 87 gains. By way of illustration, Mr. Daniels, a widower with no children, is resident, ordinarily resident, and domiciled in the UK. On the 6th of April 2007, he transferred £600,000 to a discretionary trust for the benefit of his nephews, all of whom are resident and domiciled in the UK. The trustees of the trust are resident in the Channel Islands. Mr. Daniels is excluded from benefit and has no influence over the decisions of the trustees. The trustees invested the settled property into equities and bonds. Income, capital gains and trust distributions have thus far been as per your screen. As you will see, the trust had income in 2008-09 of which they distributed £10,000 to a beneficiary. Income arose in 2009-10 but no distributions were made. Both income and capital gains arose in 2010-11. And in that year, the trustees made a distribution out of capital of £80,000. Finally, the trust had income in 2011-12, of which they distributed £6,000. We will look at how the distributions are taxed. Section 731 will apply. There was a transfer of assets to a person not resident in the UK, as a result of which income becomes payable to a person abroad. Section 720 will not apply, as the settlor is excluded from benefit. Section 87, TCJA 1992, will also apply. The trust is not settlor interested, so gains are only attributed to beneficiaries when capital payments are made. Taking each year in turn, starting with 2008-09, the £10,000 income distribution is matched with the relevant income pool of £25,000. The £10,000 is charged to income tax in the hands of the recipient in 2008-09. A balance of £15,000 in the relevant income pool is carried forward. Next to 2009-10. No payments are made to beneficiaries, so no charges arise. A further £26,500 is added to the relevant income pool. The pool carried forward at the 5th of April 2010 is £41,500. Now to 2010-11. The pool brought forward at the 6th of April 2010 is £41,500. We add the 2010-11 income of £22,500 to give a pool balance of £64,000. A capital payment of £80,000 is made to a beneficiary. In the first instance, this is a benefit to which Section 731 will apply. The benefit is matched with the relevant income pool. The pool reduces to zero. Benefits received by beneficiaries in 2010-11 are £80,000. £64,000 is matched with the relevant income pool and is charged to income tax in the hands of the beneficiary in 2010-11 under Section 731. There is now an unmatched benefit of £16,000. This excess capital payment of £16,000 is matched with capital gains and taxed under Section 87 TCGA 1992. A capital gain of £58,000 was made in 2010-11. £16,000 is matched with the capital payment, leaving unmatched capital gains of £42,000 for 2010-11. This will be matched with future capital payments. Finally, we consider 2011-12. To avoid future double taxation, excess benefits for income tax purposes, being £16,000, are reduced by matched Section 87 gains. Matched gains were £16,000, so we have no excess benefits for Section 731 purposes. The relevant income pool brought forward is zero. Relevant income in 2011-12 is £18,800. An income distribution of £6,000 is made. This is matched with the pool giving a Section 731 charge in 2011-12 of £6,000. The relevant income pool carried forward is £12,800. The beneficiary receiving the payments will therefore have the following self-assessment reporting. He will disclose £64,000 of income to be charged to income tax under Section 731 and £16,000 of gains to be charged to CGT under Section 87. An annual exemption will be available to reduce the gains. There is no supplementary charge, as the gain is matched with a payment of the same tax year. In 2011-12, he will disclose £6,000 of income to be taxed under Section 731. Finally, in this session, we will look at inheritance tax and overseas trusts. For inheritance tax purposes, trusts are domiciled where the settlor was domiciled at the time he made the settlement. This will not change even if the settlor later changes his domicile. The domicile of the trust is different to its resident status. For example, a trust established by a non-domiciled settlor with trustees resident in the UK will be UK resident but non-UK domiciled. Assets held by a non-domiciled trust are excluded property if such assets are situated outside the UK. Therefore, any transfers of such assets will be ignored for IHT purposes, even if the settlor subsequently becomes actually domiciled or deemed domiciled in the UK. For this reason, excluded property trusts have become popular vehicles for non-UK domiciliaries who have been long-term resident in the UK and who are shortly to become deemed domiciled by virtue of the 17-year rule in Section 267 IHTA 1984. Foreign assets can be settled on trust by a non-UK domiciliary for the benefit of the settlor and his family if appropriate, and those assets will be outside the scope of IHT on his death or in the event of a subsequent transfer. If a settlor adds property to an excluded property trust after he has become UK domiciled, HMRC treat the addition as a separate trust and the added property will be within the charge to IHT. The initial transfer of assets to the trust can, however, result in a CGT charge with no possibility of gift relief, as the trust will be settlor interested. It is common practice for excluded property trusts to be resident outside the UK, but this is not essential to secure IHT protection. Where a non-resident trust is created by a UK domiciled settlor, and therefore has UK domiciled status, the worldwide trust assets are relevant property and are thereby still subject to exit and principal charges as for UK trusts. The fact that the assets may be foreign assets held by non-resident trustees is irrelevant. Where a non-resident trust is created by a non-UK domiciled settlor and therefore has non-UK domicile status, any trust assets held outside the UK are excluded property. These assets are therefore not subject to exit and principal charges. Non-domiciled trustees can therefore exchange UK assets for non-UK assets prior to a 10-year anniversary in order to avoid a principal charge. For example, switching cash from a UK bank to an offshore account will reduce the IHT exposure. There is one practice example to complete this session. Starting with 2009-10. Trust gains are £80,000. the trustees made a capital payment to Christina of £30,000. This is matched with the capital gains. There are unmatched gains for 2009-10 of £50,000. Moving to 2010-11. There are no gains in 2010-11. Any capital payments made in 2010-11 will be set against the £50,000 of unmatched gains from 2009-10. The trustees made capital payments totalling £80,000 in 2010-11, £60,000 to Bella and £20,000 to Christina. Christina is not chargeable on the £30,000 attributed to her because she is not resident in the UK. This will leave unmatched capital payments of £30,000 to carry forward to 2011-12. Therefore, we have matched gains of £50,000 for 2010-11 to a portion between Bella and Christina. The matched gains of £50,000 are attributed to the beneficiaries in proportion to the capital payment each received. Bella received £60,000 out of the £80,000 of capital payments made, so 6/8 of the gain of £50,000 is attributed to her. Her Section 87 gains for 2010-11 are therefore £37,500. The remaining 2/8, being £12,500, are attributed to Christina. Bella is resident in the UK, so she is chargeable on a capital gain of £37,500 in 2010-11. She must disclose this on her 2010-11 self-assessment return. Christina is not chargeable on the £12,500 attributed to her as she is non-UK resident. The correct answer is therefore £37,500. That concludes this session on CGT and IHT issues of non-resident trusts.